I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language through explaining different aspects of English grammar, idioms, collocations and other aspects like that. And in this particular podcast, we're going to take a look at an extract where I'm going to read the extract for you twice and I'm going to explain some specific words and phrases from that particular extract. And this extract is about exam and exam malpractices where somebody might be trying to cheat. Oh, heaven forbid. Okay, so I'll read it for you once and then I'll give you the words and then I'll explain them and then I'll read it for you a second time. Okay, so let me read it for you once. I'll put the emphasis on the words I want to give you and then I'll come back to you about the words. Pupils should be banned from wearing all types of watches in exam halls to reduce cheating, an inquiry into exam malpractice has said. Exam invigilators are often unable to distinguish between smart watches and analog watches that students wear in exam rooms, according to a commission set up by the exam boards. Exam boards must take the lead in monitoring the dark web for exam malpractice and should make better use of technology to combat cheating, the report says. A clampdown on all watches during exams is one of the recommendations of the review. The report adds that toilet sweeps should be carried out during the exam season to stop pupils hiding notes, devices and other materials in toilet cubicles. Exam cheating and other types of malpractice are rare, and the vast majority of students, teachers, exam officers and school leaders behave with the greatest integrity. But the small number of reported incidents, particularly high-profile breaches, can have a disproportionate impact on the public's perception of the exam system. Okay, well, and here are the words that I want to give you. So we've got banned, okay, banned, malpractice, invigilators, take the lead, to combat, a clampdown, carried out, integrity, high profile breaches, and perception. Okay, so let me give you an explanation of those words. So let's start with the word banned. So this is the past tense of to ban. Okay, so in this particular clip from this article, they said pupils should be banned, meaning they should not be allowed to take part in the exams. They should be banned from wearing all types of watches. So here they want to stop the wearing of watches in exam halls. So not to be banned from the exam, but if they're found wearing the watch, they'll have to remove it or leave it in a box or something like that. So the wearing of all types of watches should be banned, should be stopped. Next word, malpractice. Well, mal means bad. So malpractice means something bad, a bad practice or a bad habit. So exam malpractice means cheating. It's another way to describe cheating in exams, where students might use these new smartwatches for having information that they can look up. And some examiners or supervisors in the exam halls are not able to tell the difference between a smartwatch and an ordinary analog watch. So malpractices or bad habits or cheating can sometimes take place. Invigilators. Well, an exam invigilator is an inspector or a supervisor, somebody who is standing in the exam hall looking out for cheating. He walks up and down the rows of students. He tells them when the time is up. He hands out the papers, and he's there to make sure that the exams and examination room is clean and that everybody acts in accordance with the rules that the examination board have set. So exam invigilators. Next we have the expression take the lead. Yeah, so exam boards must take the lead, meaning exam boards must lead from the front. They must watch this very carefully. They must follow what other people are doing to try and combat cheating. So they'd have to use technology, okay, or they have to prevent the use of technology. So to take the lead in doing something means to lead from the front or to follow somebody else's example, to take the lead. Next verb, to combat. When you combat something, you fight against, okay? So to combat terrorism, the police have surveillance of certain people they know to be on their wanted list. So to combat cheating in the exams, then they should make better use of technology to fight against, to combat. Next, a clampdown. So when we have a clampdown on something, it means we stop it. Okay, so the police clamp down on smuggling, so they don't allow people to smuggle in cigarettes or alcohol. There's a clampdown on people selling products in the market stalls in the streets without a proper license, so they stop it happening. So here they want the examiners, the invigilators, to clamp down on the use of all watches during exams, so they should all be removed. To clamp down, meaning to stop. And then the report adds that toilet sweeps, meaning checking the toilets on a regular basis, should be carried out. So this is a phrasal verb. Carried out means should be done during the exam season. So toilets should be checked on a regular basis to make sure that pupils haven't hidden any notes where they shouldn't have. And if they go to the toilet, they can go and read something. So these sweeps, these checks of the facilities should be carried out, should be done or undertaken by the people in the school or the examiners, whoever is responsible for the running of the exam system. So to be carried out. And then we have the word integrity. And integrity means honesty. So the integrity of the exam system means the honesty of the exam system. So here they say, normally the vast majority of students and teachers and exam officers behave with the greatest integrity, behave with the greatest deal of honesty. So when somebody is deemed or said to be a person of great integrity, they're a person of great honesty. Then we have the expression high profile breaches. So a breach is a breaking of the rules, yeah? So when there's a high-profile breach, it means that's a very serious incident, okay? So a high-profile breach means that something has happened where somebody tried to use some sophisticated technology to try and cheat in the exams, perhaps getting a signal from somebody outside or looking up information on his smartwatch to help him with his history exam. Okay, so high profile meaning a high level, very something that came to a lot of people's attention. A breach meaning a break or a break of the rules. Yes, something, a high profile breach. And then finally, perception. Well, we often use the expression perception is reality. Perception is what people believe. It may not be true and it may not be accurate, but it's what people believe. Yeah, so if there's been a high profile breach, then the public may have the perception that the exam system is false or weak or needs replacing. So public's perception is the public's view, the public's opinion. Okay, what is your perception of it? What is your view? What is your opinion? Okay, so let me read this for you one more time. Pupils should be banned from wearing all types of watches in exam halls to reduce cheating, an inquiry into exam malpractice has said. Exam invigilators are often unable to distinguish between smart watches and analog watches that students wear in exam rooms, according to a commission set up by the exam boards. Exam boards must take the lead in monitoring the dark web for exam malpractice and should make better use of technology to combat cheating, the report says. A clampdown on all watches during exams is one of the recommendations of the review. The report adds that toilet sweeps should be carried out during the exam season to stop pupils hiding notes, devices, and other materials in toilet cubicles. Exam cheating and other types of malpractice are rare, and the vast majority of students, teachers, exam officers, and school leaders behave with the greatest integrity. But the small number of reported incidents, particularly high-profile breaches, can have a disproportionate impact on the public's perception of the exam system. Okay, well, that's the end of that particular podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. And as always, if you want to contact me, well, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to try and include your suggestions and your recommendations in any of the future podcasts. Okay, well, as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.